Blog Talk Radio.
Show me the grateful people.
Where are the grateful people?
Where are the grateful people?
I need to know.
I need to know where I go.
Cause
I'm one of the grateful people.
Show me.
Show me the grateful people.
Where are the grateful?
Where are the grateful
people?
Bless the Lord. So glad to have you with us today. Thank you for being here. This is Pastor Stevenson. I want to welcome you to Friday. It's the end of the week. It is the end of the week. And we're about to go into the weekend, but thank God it's Friday. Thank God he brought us a whole week. He brought us through, and now we're here, and I'm grateful to the Lord, and I pray that you are as well. Well, we've got two things I want to just give you real quick before we pray. This Wednesday coming will be our last recharge of the year, and we have a guest that's going to be with us, and you do not want to miss this. It is the Reverend Dr. Ralph Douglas West. He is pastor out of Houston, Texas, and he is coming to bring a word teaching to us on Wednesday night, and I want you to make sure you are there. He is one of the most prolific preachers of our time. He is a teacher par excellence. He's a just an amazing man, and I want you to experience his ministry. So he's going to be with us this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at our East New York campus, and you do not want to miss Pastor West being with us on Wednesday night. You can certainly tell your friends and family, just come on through. It's going to be an amazing blessing. He is just a tremendous preacher. So you know any preachers, you should tell them that Pastor Ralph West will be preaching at Hope Christian Center. And I tell you, if they're a preacher, they certainly know who he is, and they are going to want to be there to hear him expound on the word of the Lord. And so I wanted to expose our church to the preachers that I feel have made an impact in my life and in my preaching. And he certainly is one of those people. And so that he travels all over the world preaching and teaching in seminaries and in Oxford University. He's just an amazing down-to-earth man. And for him to find time to come to be with us in Brooklyn, New York, is such an honor. So I want you to make sure that you are here with us this Wednesday at 7 o'clock for our final recharge of the year. I believe is going to be an absolute blessing. And so you make sure you're there. And this Sunday, this is the last first Sunday of the year. This is our last communion of 2017. And I want you to make sure you're with us. We'll be at our Spring Creek campus. We'll have one service. You know, communions, we do one service at Spring Creek at 11 a.m. And I want you to make sure that you are there. It's going to bless you. I want to talk with us as a church about our direction and where we're going and what God is calling us to do in this next phase. I just think it'll bless you and you'll really be impacted by it. So this Sunday, don't forget to be with us. Make it your business to be in the house of the Lord on this Sunday, 11 o'clock at our Spring Creek location on the corner of Elton and Flatlands inside of the school auditorium. And so we look forward to seeing you there. We provide shuttle service from our East New York campus. So if you live on that side, beginning at 10 a.m., they'll start shuttling people over in our bus from East New York over to Spring Creek. And so you should come jump on the bus. You can park your car at the church. Excuse me. You can park your car at the East New York campus and just jump on the bus and come on over. And after service, the bus will bring you back over to East New York. So we'd love to see you in the place. So tell your neighbor and a friend, this is the last first Sunday of the year. This is the last communion of the year. And if you were at the first communion and you're at the last communion, well, that's something to be thankful for. And so we want you to come be a part of that. Amen. All right. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. This morning, as we go into prayer, as we end a work week, and with everything that has happened this week, so much has transpired. So many things have happened. I want to just say to you prophetically that God is at work. I want you to get that in your spirit. I want you to embrace it. God is at work. You might not be able to trust, to trace God. You might not be able to figure out what God is doing and what step. You might not even understand it whatsoever. But here's what I want you to grab a hold of. Even though I don't understand it, that doesn't change the fact that God knows what he's doing. God is at work. Even when things are going wrong, I know it's easy to take the negative perspective and a negative position and just, you know, woe is me. Why is this always happening to me? And what is this? It's an easy route to take. But what you want to do, you want to pull yourself out of that place, out of that mindset, and just remind yourself, encourage yourself, strengthen yourself with these words that God is at work. I may not know what God is doing, but God is at work, and I'm going to trust him. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to see God do something that I can only imagine. I can only give thought to. I can't even figure it out, but I'm going to worship him and praise him, because he's at work. So whatever has happened over the last several days, whatever has happened in your life over the last several weeks or months, perhaps this year may not have been what you wanted it to be, but you better say God is at work. And while it might not have been the year I wanted it to be, it was sure enough better than the year the enemy wanted me to have. The enemy has been after you. He's been fighting you. He's been on your track. He's been giving you a hard time. And you have got to recognize that there's something about the fact that you're still here. There's something about the fact that you haven't given up. There's something about the fact that you haven't walked away. You haven't thrown in the towel. You haven't made up your mind to leave the house of the Lord and leave your relationship with Jesus. You said, yeah, it's hard, and yeah, it's difficult, and I might not understand it, but I'm not leaving God. I'm staying with God. God has been so good to me. God has opened up many, many doors in my life, and so I've made a decision that I'm just going to stick it out with God. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek his face. I'm going to stand on his word. I'm going to find ways to re-energize my thinking and my thoughts and my ideas. I'm going to find a way to see God anoint me for the task that he has set before me. I'm going to find a way to see God do something that I can't even explain or understand, but I'm going to see God work something out and perform a miracle on my behalf. And if that's you, you ought to just give him praise and glory. You ought to thank him. You ought to stand on that promise with assurance. You ought to stand on it and say, if God be for me, then who can be against me? When the enemy stands you and looks you in your face, you say, if God be for me, then who can be against me? You got a pink slip. They're telling you that you're no longer employed. You're finding out that your money is not as strong as it was. You better stop complaining, crying, and criticizing. And you better say, but if God is for me, who can be against me? Yeah, I know I have no money, but if God is for me, even not having money can't be against me. I know I've got enemies, and I've got people who are trying to destroy me. But if God is for me, then even people trying to destroy me can't be against me. My enemies can't be against me. And so you want to take that approach, get it in your spirit, get it in your heart, and just stand on the fact that God is for you. And I know you might feel, I don't know about that because of all that you're going through. But even if you don't feel it, you better say it. Even if you don't, guess what? If you don't believe it, say it till you believe it. I'm going to say that again. Say it until you believe it. Say it until you see it. Keep saying what you don't sense. Keep saying what you don't feel. But say it until you see it. That's what God did. God said, let there be. And he said it until he saw it. And it was. And so that's the same creative power that's in us. So God spoke to what was not there and commanded what was not there to be there. And he made it so that what he wanted to be there could not have been sustained by what was there. So in order for there to be anything there, he had to work a miracle in order for what he said to come to pass. I don't know if you heard what I just said, but God is doing that very thing in your life. And that's what's happening in you. Speak it, say it until you see it. And even though what you're saying cannot be sustained or created by the atmosphere, the things that are around you, but you say it, and that God is going to work a miracle and make those things appear in that place where they were not, so that your words will not return to you void, but they will accomplish everything for which the Lord has sent it out. And so no matter what you're feeling or going through, you better open your mouth and say, God is doing something, and I'm going to let God do what he's doing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let God do what God is doing. Amen. Well, let's get ready for an amazing weekend. Let's get ready for a great Sunday. Let's get ready for what God is about to do in your life and in the church and in the community. So we get that before the Lord. Let's pray about it. Lord, thank you. Grateful to you because you're so good. You're so amazing. We can't even express or explain why we love you so much. We love you so much for so many reasons. One, that you first loved us. We love you because when we were unlovable, you were there for us. We love you because when we could not make it happen, you stepped in the middle of our issues, in the middle of our pain, in the middle of things not going right, and you told us that you were on our side. And so, God, in our spirit, we recognize, though we are going through and though people are having a tough time, we recognize that if you be for us, then you are on our side. If you be for us, then no one can be against us. They might not like us, but they can't be against us. They might not champion us, but they can't be against us. They might not want us to succeed, but they cannot be against us. If you be for us, God, we stand on it that nothing can be against us. And so, God, we thank you. And we pray now that you would bless our time, get us ready for worship on Sunday, and get our hearts open to hear the word and receive what you're going to say to the church on Sunday. I think you have something special to say to the church, and I'm praying that you'd open our hearts to hear it and receive it. God, I pray for this final recharge of the year. Pray, God, that you would anoint Pastor West to deliver a powerful word to our church, a word that would be clarifying, a word that would be eye-opening, a word that would be door-opening. In the name of the Lord. Now, God, go before us. Lead us, guide us, direct us, protect us. Grant us and give us your traveling, your mercies and your love, and cover us with your blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, and we give you glory. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. I will see you guys on this weekend. I'm excited about this Sunday, and I pray that you will be there to grow with us. Amen. Love you. Bye.